With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. President Biden and Democratic leaders met with Republican leaders at the White House over Ukraine aid and southern border security. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says the president is willing to budge on the border.
The president himself said over and over again that he is willing to make to move forward on border. And so we said we have to do both. There were a couple of people in the room who said, let's do border first. We said we have to do both together.
But House Speaker Mike Johnson says changes at the border are the top priority.
We understand that there's concern about the safety, security, sovereignty of Ukraine. But the American people have those same concerns about our own domestic sovereignty and our safety and our security.
Schumer says the prospects of a border deal are a bit greater than half now. Freezing rain in the Pacific Northwest, freezing temperatures as far south as Florida, and sub-zero temperatures in the Midwest. And the cold weather is not over. National Weather Service lead forecaster Bob Orovec says a new storm system is on its way.
There's going to be one more shot of really cold Arctic air that sinks southward out of Canada into the middle part of the country on Thursday and then eastward into the eastern U.S. on Friday. However, after that, it looks like the weather pattern changes and the temperatures are going to be becoming more mild as we get into the beginning and middle part of next week.
Swaths of southwest Washington and northwest Oregon were under warnings earlier Wednesday for as much as an inch of ice. The U.S. military has launched another wave of missiles against Houthi-controlled sites in Yemen, marking the fourth time in days it's directly targeted the group. The strikes follow the official announcement Wednesday that the U.S. has put the Houthis back on its list of specially designated global terrorists. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 94 points, the Nasdaq dropped 88. This is SRN News. The primaries have begun and the 2024 election season is upon us. Popular Christian author and apologist Alex McFarland says it's time for believers to consider carefully how they'll cast their ballots.
If you love God and country, you have to use your vote as a stewardship. Your sacred assignment is to serve God, serve your family, be a good citizen.
And he says clergymen need to send that message to their congregations.
The vast majority of ministers never speak to moral, social, and political issues, while the vast majority of parishioners want their clergy to do this.
Several studies indicate that there are still large numbers of self-identified Christians who are not registered to vote or who do not participate in most elections. This is SRN News. California Governor Gavin Newsom will not sign a proposed ban on tackle football for kids under 12.
A bill to gradually phase out tackle football for kids under 12 had passed a legislative committee last week. The bill had to pass the state assembly by the end of January to have a chance at becoming law this year. But Newsom's pledge not to sign the bill into law effectively ends the proposal's chances. Advocates say the ban would protect kids from the risk of brain injury. But opponents say the ban would have cut off kids from a source of activity and exercise. John Scott report.
After years of secretly snapping up property for plans to build a new California city, a company backed by Silicon Valley billionaires is taking the pitch to voters. The Forever California company submitted paperwork Wednesday to ask voters on the November ballot to allow them to build a city on agricultural land in Solano County. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm Keith Peters.